Death of Mrs. S.M.I. Henry brings a real loss to the cause of God. Mrs. Henry had a work to do among WCTU members. I feel very sad in regard to Sister Henry's death. The light given me by the Lord was that he had a work for her to do among the WCTU, and that her strength must not be absorbed among our people. She could do for the WCTU that which no other one in our ranks could do, and she must not allow our people to lead her to use her God-given capabilities upon them. The Lord would go before her in her work. Work through women of influence in tenderness and love, do not represent truth and the situation of things is so formidable that those belonging to the WCTU will turn away in despair. There are vital truths upon which they have had very little light. They should be dealt with in tenderness, in love, and with respect for their good work. Withhold your condemnation till you and our people have done all that can be done to reach them, not by the learned arguments of ministers, but through women of influence working as Sister Henry worked. Excellence of the soul. Sister Henry's whole soul was enlisted in the work of reform, and her influence was a savor of life unto life. Her personal labors we shall greatly miss. She has borne her testimony unfalteringly, yet judiciously. When convicted of the truth, her soul was glad, and without seeking to make excuse she came thankfully to the gospel feast. She rejoiced in the privilege of receiving precious truth, which makes the soul wise unto salvation, and in gratitude to God for his rich favor she felt herself under obligation to impart to others. As she had freely received, she freely gave. Faithfully did she testify to the truth. And she did this, not merely as a duty, as the work appointed her, but as a great privilege. It was her joy to make his ways known upon the earth, and his saving health among all whom her influence could reach. She was a true missionary, a gospel worker, and in heaven's record her name is written as a laborer together with God. How many souls will be saved through her precious service in drawing with Christ we cannot know. The seed she has sown will continue to reproduce itself, and will show a glorious yield in the day of harvest. For further information on the life of Mrs. S.M.I. Henry, see her biography, Whirlwind of the Lord, by Margaret Rossiter White.